paper here. I see they got Deliverance listed in the TV Guide, but in the paper, there's I think it's going to get preempted by a sporting event. Yeah, so I guess we don't get to watch Ned after all. Channel 5 is really going to hate my guts now. What? You got everybody psyched for Deliverance, but we got the... Oh, no. Well, all right, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? We'll rent the tape instead. How's that? Yeah, we'll rent the tape. That movie, I was looking... Well, maybe they'll run it another time. I'm sure they'll run it another time, so we can all watch it together. I think it'd be more fun if we all watched it together and all opened our windows and squealed at the right time. Ned, I wonder if he ever regrets that role. I wonder what it was like the day Ned's mom and dad went to see him in that. That was his biggest role to date. I can just see him at the theater. Neddy, Schmeddy, at last you've made it! Uncle Bernie told me you were going to be a Schmendrick all your life, but no. Your name up in lights with Burt Reynolds, no less. Your mother and I are very excited. We're going in now. And sure enough, they go in. Ned paces nervously outside on the street. You're going to come in? Watch with us. No, it's okay, Pop. You go ahead. I don't like to see myself on the screen. Sure enough, 91 minutes later, out comes Mom and Pop Meaty. White as sheets. And there's Ned, smiling shyly, bouncing up and down. Well, Pop, do you like it?
Like it! It's a good thing your grandfather's not alive to see this. I was going to have a celebration tonight. Now I think I'm going to sit shiver. For this, I send you to Strasbourg's acting class. For this, I subsidize your apartment in New York. For this, we put up with you not working, practicing to be and not to be Shakespeare. You couldn't be a cowboy like John Wayne. You couldn't even play a psychopath like Jack Nicholson. You couldn't even play a jerk like Jerry Lewis. You gotta be in the woods with some guy in there with the mud on you. What is that? But Pop, don't butt Pop me. You told me you had a very emotional role. That was your emotion. That was your effort. Then I paid acting lessons. They could have got the same effect out of you with a crowbar. But Pop, no, don't butt Pop me. From this day forward, I don't have a son. And so his parents go shuffling down the street. And Ned breaks down on a parking meter, racked with sobs. And so it was the role that came to haunt him the rest of his life. His children, too, to endure the snickering at school. Until one day, when the VCR was unattended, they pop in the cassette. And they, too, must live with the reality. And so, I think we should campaign to have every copy of that movie put in the big pile and burned. Yes, we'll watch it all together one last time. Maybe on a coast-to-coast hookup, because it was a great movie. It was Ned at his best. So we'll all watch it. And then we'll destroy all the copies, because in the event that our civilization should somehow come to an end, and all history and literature is somehow banished from the face of the earth, and somehow, some way, the only thing remaining is a copy of that movie. Future generations watching it saying, hey, no wonder that civilization faded away, huh? They drove themselves to extinction there.